Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos on KTAR News 92.3 FM.
About once a month, we love to talk to the Arizona Senator, Kyrsten Sinema. Kyrsten Sinema joins us now for her monthly exclusive interview. How are you doing today? I think from what we understand, you're actually in town. You've got some stuff going on. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully, and I'm so happy to be home. But I have to say, guys, What's with this cold weather?
I know.
Yeah, we don't know it either. We don't know what's going on either.
Mac is wearing long johns today. I'm very uncomfortable, Senator.
Yeah, you didn't have to share that with me.
Right.
It is cold. It's going to be worse over the next couple of days. When do you head back to D.C.?
I go back to D.C. Sunday evening,
luckily
I'm not there today because they've got 7 inches of snow in D.C. today.
Well, it could be a lot worse, definitely, in Washington, D.C., but over the next couple of days is going to be bad. So, Senator, let's talk about this President Trump and national emergency on the border. So you guys in Congress gave him like $1.3 billion, something like that, said, hey, go ahead and do your wall, maybe 50 miles. And he said, yeah, that's just not enough. I'll take your money. But now I'm going to kind of do an end around. Senator, do you think Trump overstepped his boundaries declaring a national emergency?
Well, first, let me be clear. I believe it is Congress's duty to address issues of border security, including appropriating dollars for both physical barriers, such as walls when appropriate, but also to do things like increase staffing at Customs and Border Patrol for our ports of entry. You guys know this. Arizonans know this. Most of the illicit drugs that come into our country actually come through our ports of entry.
Yes.
So we appropriated more dollars for those ports of entry, for Customs and Border Patrol. We want to spend money on technology, you know, drones and cameras and towers to really help support our Customs and Border Patrol agents and our Border Patrol agents in interdicting the bad guys. We did include some funding for physical barriers. Most Arizonans would agree that walls are appropriate in some places and do make a difference, but they're not the only answer. So while Congress did its job by appropriating monies for this effort, I think most of us would agree that we haven't completed the work. There's still more for us to do. And my opinion is that it is Congress's job to continue that work. We are responsible for appropriating the dollars and directing them to the types of border security measures that we believe, based on our consultation with experts, is appropriate to create full border security.
So you think he did overstep, that he should have taken the money from you guys and went and did his thing and not look for another $8 or $9 billion?
Well, I think it's appropriate if the president wants to ask Congress to continue to appropriate additional dollars, and it's our job to consider his requests. But it is Congress's job to make these decisions about appropriating dollars. And I got to tell you guys, I've seen some news reports, I know just like you have, that taking dollars from some of these other areas could be a little bit dangerous for us here in Arizona. Luke Air Force Base could be impacted, and I'm concerned about that. We've got to make sure that our men and women in uniform are always ready to defend our country, whether it's in preparation and training or in getting ready for deployment.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema joins us for a monthly exclusive interview. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm concerned as well about, okay, where is the money being taken from and how does that affect Arizona? You mentioned Luke Air Force Base. Can you be specific? What would happen or what would be less than optimal if it was taken from Luke Air Force Base? Can you be specific how that would affect us?
Absolutely, guys. Well, you know, this was actually reported yesterday morning in the Arizona Central website that there are two projects on Luke Air Force Base that could be at risk under this emergency. And these are projects that are really crucial for our F-35 program. As you guys know, we are the home for the F-35, and we're working to expand it to help create more jobs and, of course, increase national security. So the F-35 program is still growing. And right now at Luke Air Force Base, they don't have enough space to train all the pilots that we have ready to prepare to fly the F-35s. And we don't have enough space to adequately maintain the F-35s that we have and the F-35s that are continuing to come as they're produced throughout the country. So right now, Luke Air Force Base is expecting about $40 million just this year. And you know, guys, we worked really hard as a bipartisan delegation in the House last year to make sure that we got this $40 million appropriated for Luke Air Force Base. And, of course, now that $40 million is at risk. And that's really concerning because this construction has to be completed by March of 2021. And that means that they've got to get those dollars in the door now, and they've got to start growing this in order for us to be ready for additional squadron of F-35 pilots. But that pot of money is now at risk because of this national emergency. So we're concerned about that.
Are you also concerned about interdiction programs on the border at the ports of entry may be affected? That's what I'm most concerned
about. That he's taking money from there?
That he's going to take money from the interdiction part, and that we may not have as effective as we could at ports of entry and other places to make sure that the drugs don't come across.
What you're saying is really, really important, because those of us who live in border states and border communities know that making sure that you have situational and operational control of the border isn't just about building barriers. Barriers are a part of it, but you've got to have staffing and technology so that you can do the interdiction efforts. That recent fentanyl bust that happens in Nogales, that was due to the hard work of our CPB agents and the technology they have. If you start removing funds from those pots of money, then you're actually reducing your ability to stop the greatest and most dangerous flow of illicit goods, which is drug trafficking through our ports of entry. And you guys know this, that the trafficking of people continues to happen largely in Arizona through more dangerous terrain. But it's the same really dangerous gangs like Sinaloa and others who are trafficking both drugs and people into the country, often taking advantage of these individuals and forcing them to act as drug mules. So we cannot reduce the funding. We absolutely cannot reduce the funding for these interdiction efforts that involve both person power and technology.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema is with us. So you got your first Senate bill, the Legion Act, and it aims to give all veterans access to the American Legion. Can you tell everybody why that's important? What does the American Legion do? That kind of thing.
Absolutely. Well, I'm really proud of this legislation. We introduced it last week, and it basically allows veterans who didn't serve in direct battle during direct wars to have an opportunity to join the American Legion. The American Legion is one of the largest veteran service organizations in the country, and they provide assistance to veterans throughout the year. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
During the recent government shutdown, when the Coast Guard wasn't being paid, the American Legion helped fund the daily lives of Coast Guard members who were serving without pay during that time.
Wow.
Now, that's incredible, right?
Just
they were doing the job that the federal government failed to do, which was, of course, as we have discussed previously, shameful and immoral. But belonging to the American Legion opens folks up to benefits such as this. And so our legislation, which is fully supported by the American Legion, in fact, I just met with them yesterday in Phoenix, they are supportive of this legislation that provides these critical resources to veterans and opens up the process for more veterans to belong.
And you're going to get that on the floor as soon as possible, is that right?
I feel very confident about this. You know, I serve on the Veterans Affairs Committee. Mm-hmm. The chairman of our committee, Johnny Isaacson of Georgia, is just a delight to work with. And I feel confident that we'll be able to move this legislation forward. But I do have to tell you guys, you know, the government's only been operating for, 2 weeks or so since I've been in the Senate, because it was shut down for a while. But just last week, I passed my first bill through committee. So we're already moving bills quickly. I serve on the Homeland Security Committee, and last week we passed a bill through committee that makes it easier for regular, average, everyday Americans to learn about government regulations in plain English instead of that fancy legalese that's so hard to understand.
Last one for you, Senator. What'd you think of that portrayal of you on Saturday Night Live?
Well, I got to tell you guys, I was wearing a pink dress. And I know that comes as no surprise, because you know it's my favorite color.
Yes.
That was what I found most disappointing. But, you know.
Didn't they pronounce your name wrong?
Right. Yeah, they got your name wrong.
Yeah. That was also a big mistake. But, you know, she got the glasses right.
Okay. Well, they might. Who knows? They might do it again. And what did they say? You were the kooky senator from Arizona. Was that? That wasn't very fair. Was that fair?
No.
No, I think they meant to say coolest.
Right. That's much better.
All right. Senator Kirsten Sinema, her monthly exclusive interview. Senator, thanks a lot. Good luck on the Legion Act.
Thank you guys so much, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Talk to you next month. Senator Kirsten Sinema.